Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And this morning, we just want to remind you of two very important things that are going on that we would love your participation in.
Yeah, well, one of them is actually a great story about the Focus Life Force Energy that a friend of ours called Brenda on the weekend and told her this great story.
Yeah, she shared a really great story with me and thanked me profusely for taking them on. And what happened is they have a 14-year-old dog, and he's very stove up, if you will, usually has some pain in his hips and has a hard time getting up their stairs. And she said normally he would circle around the house. They have a pass-through, and you can go around it. And he would go around it four or five times and sit each time in front of the stairs and look at them before he'd go up them, because it was painful and hard for him to get up. They started the Focused Life Force Energy Program, and the following day, she said, he went over to the stairs, he looked up, and he went right up them, and he has not gone back and done the circles again. He goes right up and down now, and she's really grateful. So it does help with all of that, folks. And if you're interested for, you know, getting on a free trial, 100% free, you can go to flfe.net /conscious-talk. flfe.net/conscious-talk.
There's also a button on the conscioustalk.net website at the top. It says Conscious Partners. So check that out, because you'll really notice it when you turn it off, and you can. So also, we want to mention on our Facebook page at conscioustalk.net, Winnie, the horse we've been raising money for. Thank you for those that have. We still need some more help for that horse, so if you would please find that on our Facebook page and contribute anything that you can, because we really want to take care of this poor girl, and we'll be back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So, you know, understanding spirituality means not always talking about love and light, because some of our most deeply held beliefs are fear-based. Dr. Devana Vadri returns for another session of Down-to-Earth Spirituality to discuss transforming our deeply held fears. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. Welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we are making a difference again today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, and if you are one of those long-term listeners, then you know who Dr. Devana Vadri is. She's been with us for years. We've been doing this down-to-earth spirituality session once a week. And, you know, people, we get such great responses from people, because this is really digging into that inner landscape that we know defines our outer world. But we're not going to hesitate anymore. Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, this is a really, I think, a really important subject, especially in this timing. Devana, there is a lot of fear up with people, a lot of uncertainty in people's lives, and things get triggered. And I think a lot of us aren't even aware of some of the fears that we're holding in our subconscious that we're not even aware of.
Yeah, you are talking about transforming our deeply held fears. And it's interesting that, you know, when we talk about spirituality, as Benny mentioned, you know, we tend to stay on the love and light side. And not that it isn't loving to transform something, but we don't even like to look often.
Especially at our fears, we're afraid of.
And this is part of how the fears persist year after year after year after year. Mm-hmm. And especially the deeply held fears, because those often feel as though they come out of nowhere, and yet they have a lot of strength. It feels as though, on some levels, that you never ever did any work around them, even though you have. When they show up, because they've been so long held and deeply held, it feels as though all that you know and all the work that you've done goes out the window. And this is why today I wanted to talk about the deeply held fears and how to transform them, because so often it just seems as though we haven't done any work around them, and yet we know we've done a lot of work around them, and yet they still have as much force as they do. And it really will put into question the work that's been done. It'll put into question, well, what do I do with this? And yet, to understand that when the deeply held fears bubble up, that's really a great thing. It's really a good sign. And it's useful to allow yourself to feel them. The challenge, though, is that a lot of times when they show up, it feels like we get buried in them. Sometimes we will wake up and feel as though we're shrouded and can't even find our own way, because we're just so inundated with the thoughts around the fear that we're holding. And so understand that it's there for us to take a look at, but to also understand that when this happens this way, there's usually a great desire through the system for us to be protected. That a lot of times these deeply held fears come up because there's a belief through our system that we're getting into dangerous territory, shall we say, and we need to be stopped. Mm-hmm. It's clear that we need to be stopped to the system. Is there a reality to that? Probably not.
Mm-hmm. And Devonna, this is interesting that we're talking about fear. Had a discussion with one of my clients around fear not too long ago. And one of the things that she asked is, isn't it normal to be fearful? Doesn't fear serve us in a good way? And, you know, yes, if we're, you know, walking down a trail and we're met by a wild animal, it's, yes, smart to be afraid. That, you know, those kind of fears are natural. That's something that you're talking about, those fears that protect us. But what you're really getting at is those deeply held fears, maybe in the subconscious, that we are not aware of, that we're unaware of, and then something triggers it. Isn't that the fear?
We're hardwired for fear, and we've discussed this before. But the problem is that hardwiring can go off by fears that aren't really justified and become just as deep seated because we're not looking at them, like you said. And one of the big parallels we're watching is what's happening to our culture in this country and worldwide. A lot of fear is coming up of these deeply held beliefs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fear of other, essentially. We're seeing it acted out. So it's a perfect example of what happens on the individual level will actually be projected out there into our world. And that's why we talk about this stuff, because it's not just for us, but it's for our world.
Yes, and the more we can transform it and understand it, the less likely it is to dictate our actions and have a negative impact in our lives. And so it's important, as these deeply held fears come up, to understand that there's a tale there, there's a story there, there's information for our growth and our freedom wrapped within them. And so pushing them away, pushing them down, pretending they're not there, pretending they're not coming up, it does not give us any of the gifts that they're there to bring us. Okay, so it's important, first and foremost, in the transformation of our deeply held fears, that we let them bubble up and we connect into what is it that we're afraid of. And understand, it's not necessarily with these deeply held fears, it's not going to be as simple as, oh, I'm afraid of dogs, or I'm afraid of this. It's not going to be that simple.
Mm-hmm.
These are deeply, and I will underline deeply held fears.
Mm-hmm.
When these come up, they are often deeply woven into our systems, and we will be in a place often where we're not at risk, and we know we're not at risk, and yet we're feeling highly at risk.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, on a level, let go of what would be the normal, well, I can't be afraid now because nothing bad's happening to me.
Yeah. So you're talking about this sort of like we're walking around with a great amount of anxiety and we don't know where it comes from. And where it might be coming from is deeply seated fears that we've never dealt with. I mean, in other words, we can't associate the anxiety
right.
with something that's in front of us, so that's a clue.
Yes. And yet we feel unsettled. We have anxiety. We're worried.
Mm-hmm.
We don't feel good about ourselves. Confidence left the room. All
mm-hmm.
of that is around our deeply held fears.
Yeah.
Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrea today talking about transforming our deeply held fears. We're going to get to that transforming part, folks, so hang in there with us. There's a lot to learn here. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and we'll be back after these messages.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The Novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the Novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This is Conscious Talk, where zero point is the point of it all. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and conscioustalk.net is the website. We remind you there's some special things there. Always check out our Facebook, because that's where we put up events and certain things, like we've been raising money for a horse, Winnie, to help her out. She's got a life-threatening, not immediately, but coming up quickly, a very nasty condition. And also things like our newest button, our conscious partner, which is FLFE, Focus Life Force Energy. There's a great opportunity there. And always in the events section, help support those people like Vitamin Life that are supporting us with their free natural health lecture series. But we are here with Dr. Devana Vedrea, as we do once a week. This is Down to Earth Spirituality, where we take a look at those inner landscape items that are affecting our outer world. And today we're talking about transforming our deeply held fears. And Devana, we understand now how this stuff shows, you know, why it's important to address this. But addressing it is, I guess, the next step.
Yes. How do we address this?
Yes. And so let's say you wake up and you just feel anxious or uncomfortable, or you're just feeling a little disconnected, but with a bit more of an anxious edge. And there's no reason, you don't have any obvious reason. And so the question is, well, what do you do? Do you just kind of try to push it aside and get on with your day and, you know, hope all will be well, except that it doesn't necessarily go away, but you get distracted so you don't feel it as much, but it's never really gone. And so in your quiet times, you can still feel it. And so a lot of times when it sits this way, we just keep busier and busier and busier and busier because in the quiet time, it gets more and more uncomfortable. And we can do this for a really long time. So if you feel like I'm describing you as your normal, and it's been that way for a long time, understand we can do this for a really long time. And so it's helpful and useful to sit down and step out of the busyness and just let it flood forward. Let the anxiety, the discomfort, all of it flood forward. Because what happens when we do that is that we're going to make that motion to connect more deeply in our system. And so when we let it flood forward, it's literally like we go through a bit of a wave. And that wave, we may just feel like we're going to jump out of our skin, or our thoughts will race, or we may just feel like we just got to do something else. To understand that if we breathe through that, if we connect into our system, connect into our heart, knowing that this wave of energy that we've been pushing aside and not attending is going to flood forward, to let it flood forward because it will dissipate. And as we let it flood forward and we breathe it out of our system and we connect more deeply inside, we'll start to have a deeper awareness of the feeling of that maybe it's impending doom. Maybe it's something that the sky is falling, or a fear of failure, or a fear of being left alone or not having what you need. I mean, these are the deeper fears. These are the fears of the human experience, in essence. They almost feel archetypal in their depth and their breadth. And so when you can be present with the self and let them bubble up, it'll dissipate some of the clawing energy of them, but you also start to get and hear if it shows up as a bunch of thoughts, like let's say negative thoughts about the person, then you get to at least hear what they are. If it's more physiologic than the thoughts, if it's more just a feeling in the body, the connecting in at the heart, connecting with the breath and breathing it out of the system will calm the system down and you'll have an understanding of it that way. And so first and foremost, in the transformation of these deeply held fears, is that we have to allow ourselves to feel them, see them, connect into our systems so we can have an understanding of them.
You know, Devana, I feel like we so often we are afraid to acknowledge those fears. And isn't that part of what is being asked of us, is to at least acknowledge that we're holding on to this energy, even if we don't know what it's exactly attached to, that even that acknowledgement and then being able to breathe into the body and breathe out the fear is a big part of that healing process, correct?
It's part of the understanding that we're running. As long as we're running, staying busy, trying to put it to the left, put it to the right, what we don't often understand is we expend a lot of energy doing that, and it can create a lot of fatigue over time mm-hmm. when we do that. When we stop and we sit, we're not pushing it away anymore. We're bringing it forward, and we're saying, in essence, okay, I'm going to take a look. I'm going to feel it, even if it's uncomfortable. I'm going to ask Spirit to come and be with me. I'm going to ask Divine Mother to come and be with me. Whatever guides that you know of that might be with you to come and be with you. And you're just going to let it be. You're going to feel it. Breathe it out of the body. And when you can do that, when you can acknowledge that something's chasing you or something has got you, let's say, not even chasing, has got you. When we can be with that and really want it to be different, what happens is that it's one of the first and the biggest steps to its transformation. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of time running from these things because they don't make sense to us. It's just a little niggly feeling. We'll just keep busy. Maybe it'll go away. The thing of it doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. I want you to understand it doesn't go away. Because it's there to be attended. Remember, these deeply held fears bring us gifts of awareness, ultimately of peace, a deeper, more lasting peace when these are transformed. So they're not going to go away. Okay, so it's important to know that, yeah, you might want it to, but it's not going to go away without some transformation. And so when we can know that, then it makes a lot more sense to attend it than to run from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think sometimes a lot of people, when they're not attending things like that, they get very tired.
Yes.
You notice when you release a deep-seated fear, or, you know, something that's even transformed into a pain to get your attention, you get very tired until you actually attend it. So it is important to do this. But I like that you're reminding us that it's a message, that there's a gift there,
mm-hmm.
The gift of awareness, and sometimes also the gift of just feeling better on the physical level. But, the awareness being the most important part, because that's what feeds everything else.
Yes. And to know that it's just not going to go away because you want it to go away.
Absolutely. Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrì today talking about transforming our deeply held fears. And if you're interested in a deeper conversation around this, there is a Facebook page available that you can participate in. Go to facebook.com/groups/Devana's Teaching, and we'll be right back.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boost natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
We're back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. Thanks for joining us here today. Our website, ConsciousTalk.net. And as Rob reminded you in the last break, we have a couple of very special things going on, particularly the one with Winnie. She is a horse that has a cancerous, melanoma's cancer. It's a very huge cancer on her tail. And we are trying to help her with that. So you can go to our Facebook page and check that out as well. And please, if you can contribute only a few dollars, that's all that matters. And we really appreciate it. Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrea and talking today about our, you know, transforming our deeply held fears. And Devana, you gave us kind of step one to the transformation, which is to allow the fear to come forward, to allow it to bubble up, if you will, and be with it and breathe into it and breathe it out of the body. What else can we do?
To understand that a lot of times these fears don't have anything that they're particularly attached to at first glance. And so I have a client that struggled with anxiety, this free-form type of anxiety, and not attached to anything, and also all these thoughts that tend to come with it, because when one's anxious, one's in feeling a bit in a weakened state. And this is a person that not always been anxious, but it's like this anxiety has just been overwhelming. And the thoughts that come with it are thoughts that just really bury this person. And so in asking this person what's the worst case scenario, because a lot of times when you can get to the worst case scenario, like what is it saying is your destiny? Because there's usually within all of this an angle that it's trying to convince you of. And for her was that she was going to end up in a mental institution because of the anxiety and the thoughts that were coming in around it. And that if she didn't get a handle on it and she didn't pull it together, so to speak, that, you know, she would be put away. And upon looking at, and this is where I want to connect the dots and the understanding of the gift with anxiety, is that when we looked at it, it was like, oh, yeah, I can see that. Because she in other times, other lifetimes, because of her psychic gift, was exiled, was put away in essence, because she was like the crazy one. And so it connected a dot in her understanding that, oh, yeah, I'm having these emerging gifts of spirit, but it's also pulling up some lifetimes of it not going so well. Mm-hmm. And so you can connect those dots in the understanding and understand that, yeah, the fear is still there, but that there's a reason. There's not some understanding that's not within this lifetime around those fears. And so that took a good portion of the anxiety away, just understanding that she wasn't going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes I think we brush things off. We say, well, it's just free-floating anxiety. And it's kind of interesting what you said, that things can, in cellular memory, et cetera, which is an energetic, we can carry things forth from another lifetime even. So when we find ourselves in any kind of a similar situation, it shows up as if it's real and present.
That's right, because there's no time mm-hmm. in terms of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the system doesn't know that if we're in a more conscious time on the planet, that these gifts will be welcomed. Doesn't know that. Initially, it doesn't know that. It will come to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so up comes this anxiety and then all these thoughts to stop her about how she's not good, how she doesn't know what she's doing, how this or that around whatever it is. It didn't really matter around what it was, whether it was her work, her job. It just really didn't matter. And so she would wake up buried in these thoughts. I mean, her eyes would open and like this shroud of negativity would just come and just be so ever present.
Well, that's a good place for us to jump off to a break. We're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí. This is Conscious Talk, and we'll be back after these messages.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk and very appropriate bumper music. We are talking about something that might seem like a little darker shade for most people, and that is our transforming our deeply held fears, but it really isn't darker, and that's what we're discovering. Devana has mentioned the gift of comes from awareness of and the transformation of these deeply held fears. So, Devana, we've really kind of got that about awareness and
understanding.
And the understanding that comes from that. So, you know, where do we go next?
A lot of times we reinforce what's being brought. And so, like, the thought forms that were bearing my client, she had heard all of these before. They were just negative thoughts around her confidence, her abilities, about not being good at her job, about literally like the sky was going to fall, that no one would want to work with her, you know, those types of things. And yet when those thoughts get to a certain place and you feel shrouded by them, it's almost as though the spirit has stepped back a little bit, and these are like the only thoughts that you feel like you can have, and they take a lot of energy. And so you may be doing things, but you don't really feel present because you're trying to get this whole group of thought forms moved aside so you maybe could be present with your child or present at an event. And so the counter to all that negativity and the counter to the fear that generates that is in that awareness of, oh, you know, I'm anxious because I'm in a transformation, and in a couple other lifetimes, the emergence of these gifts didn't go so well. Okay, understandable. And that creates a tremendous amount of relief. But the other piece of this is all these negative thought forms that have come in that have made her tired, that have made her feel like she'll never get through it. And I want you to understand that with fatigue comes a vulnerability to negativity and negative thought forms. When our hormones are out of balance or deficient, we're very prey to anxiety and negativity. And so her transformative approaches are very physical, you know, to go to her doctor to get balanced out in some of these ways, to understand that getting enough rest and sleep is vital to having any ability to attend the negativity at this level. And then it's to refocus not on necessarily transforming the negative thoughts, but to go the other direction, which is to do things that open up her heart and her system where she feels really good about herself. And to start to fill her life with that and to not try to get this negative thought form machine to attend every one of those negativities, because that's exactly what that wants and it strengthens it.
Mm-hmm.
So to go to the positive, to go to the something that, to do things that she's wanted to do that maybe she hadn't gotten to, that will carry her for 3 or 4 days, just her being so pleased with herself.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things, and this is how we transform the negative and the negative thought forms, is that basically they will go back into being much more quiet, and eventually over time through attrition, they will stop and the mind will come with us. But in the interim of that, our focus on feeling into, I'm a good person, I'm going to be all right, to increase one's sense of well-being, to call forth the positive and the amazing and the beauty that exists within each of us. It's that that transforms the negativity, but it's so paradoxical in how that occurs,
mm-hmm.
that it's very hard to believe.
Yes.
That would have as strong an impact. But if you try to go after that negativity or you push it away, you just really feed its existence.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so important to come back to the self, to feel into the system and go, I'm okay. That big wave of anxiety has passed. I'm doing good. But to really breathe that into the body, to feel that, let that relax the system and open the heart, because truly you're remembering what is the deep and profound truth of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the fears, that's one of the gifts of attending the deep fears, is you get access to the deep truth.
And you know what's so great about it too, Devana, is with those breaths that you take, when you breathe into your body, you breathe into your heart, the breath actually has a calming effect on the nervous system.
Yeah.
And that's a huge part of that calming down, is being able to breathe into the body. And I know from practice, just practicing that is extremely helpful, that the more we practice it, the better we get at it. And when we're in a situation when we start to feel a little anxious or fearful, if we start that breathing process right then, it helps to dissipate that energy. It's an amazing tool that we have. We naturally breathe, but this instrument to take these practice taking these deep breaths and calming the system is really useful.
Yes, and to understand that we don't need to know where it's coming from. We don't need to know why it exists, and to trust that as we connect in with ourselves, that we will get that understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, with my client, there wasn't until she stopped and connected in with herself and connected with her breath, it was only then that she realized that her sky falling was getting put away in an institution of some type, that was the way it was going to ruin her life, that was what was being said in the background. And so many times we think, well, I need to know before I can breathe. And it's like, no, you need to breathe in order to know.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the opposite.
Yes.
But connecting in with the self, stopping for a moment, stopping pushing it away, letting it come and flood forward, you will survive it. It will not overwhelm you. You've brought in all the help from spirit, and you're caring for yourself in this way, which shows love and value to the self. You connect with the breath. You breathe out of the body, the fear, the anxiety, and it's within that that eventually you get that awareness of, oh, wow, I'm seeing how these dots connect.
Yeah. You know, I think the biggest part of awareness for me in thinking about this process is, yes, we are hardwired for fear. That was the survival mechanism. But we're also hardwired for transforming that fear.
Yes.
And that's a very important spiritual concept. Well, Devana, thank you so much. And if people want to work with you on an individual basis, as we have done, how do they do that?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
Or they can go to drdevana.com. That's drdevana.com. And get a hold of her there. Thank you. Thank you, as always, Devana. Really appreciate it. And folks, thank you. As always, have a beautiful day. And we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.